గరం కరుణా వతరం సంసారా సారం భూజగేంద్ర హరం
Welcome to today's program. We will start with a short mantra chant and then we will meditate together. We will chant Shri Ram Jai Ram with the voice of a great Indian saint, Swami Ramdas, also known as Papa or Papaji, a dear man, kind and wise. The recording was made about 60 years ago, when Swami Ramdas was already an old man and the technical quality of recordings was not particularly good. I have received this chant, especially for this course, from Swami Muktanandas from the Ananda Ashram, which is in Kanangat in Kerala, in India. Thank you, Swami Muktananda. You will get the best results by chanting with your eyes closed. Swami Ramdas sings and you listen to him. When the chorus answers, you sing along. By singing with your eyes closed, you have the possibility of feeling its good energy, which corresponds to your true nature. That is how your heart will open.
Jai Ram, 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 Jai Ram,
Thank you. Thank you.
You have already made many experiences in your life, good and not so good. Your reactions too at time were good or not so good. All these experiences have made you what you are. They have led you to your momentary identification. Your attitude towards all these experiences has influenced both the way you live today and how you react in your present situations. Many of these old impressions are a weight to you and limit you. With time, your computer too has many programs that are not up to date anymore. There is a lot of junk and many files that are not used anymore, vast ready to be thrown away, as well as viruses and spywares. With time, your computer loses its full potential, so you should remove all viruses and old programs before defragmenting your hard disk. In your life, you need more time to free yourself of old programs, information, and obsolete concepts. Meditation has been used for millennia for this task. This means turning your attention inwards to your inner silence and not to the changing contents of our mind, made of thoughts and emotions. We need to focus our attention on the purity and vastness of our consciousness in order to live our full potential with love and wisdom. Each day, morning and evening, take some time for yourself. This means having a brief holiday twice a day. It is important to meditate regularly. Some time to relax, to close out your agitated mind. You will quickly experience the first results. In the course of a few days, you will feel a bigger distance from your problems, and they will be transformed into tasks. With time, you will notice how your inner freedom, your inner happiness and your joy grow. Life is simple. You will be rewarded. This daily discipline will become very precious in your life. Now, let us look at some practical aspects. Mornings are the best time for meditation. Early mornings, when most people sleep and the noises of the day haven't begun yet. Mornings are the best time. If though mornings are not possible, other times are also fine. Try to isolate yourself from noises. Turn off your phone. Leave a note on the door. Please do not disturb. Leave possibly disturbing animals outside. The most important thing is meditation, but chanting a mantra before meditating is beneficial because It calms your mind and enables the meditation that follows. Sit down on a chair or on a cushion on the floor. Choose whatever is most comfortable for you. The best position is the one where your body does not disturb you. Sit down in an upright position, but do not be rigid. Close your eyes and wait. Listen innerly until you are able to hear your first thoughts. You will be able to observe how your thoughts arrive delicately and without effort. At this point, if you already have a meditation mantra, you can start repeating this mantra delicately and without effort, like all other thoughts. Let your mind repeat this mantra delicately and without effort, like all other thoughts. Listen to it. Feel this mantra. When you start meditating, the first important thing is to hear your thoughts. This enables you to give the correct volume to the repetition of the mantra, so that this repetition of the mantra can take place delicately and without effort. This enables us to slide easily into levels of greater inner silence. If you do not use a mantra, simply focus on your breathing, the way it enters and the way it exits, the way it enters and the way it exits. You will listen to the mantra or to your breathing, and you will slide into a place of greater silence. Quite soon, you will lose your focus again and realize that you are back in your thoughts. This is normal. Simply focus your attention again on your breathing or your mantra. This cycle will repeat itself several times. Simply pay more attention to your breathing or mantra than to your thoughts. Never fight your thoughts, but focus your attention on your breathing again, or on your mantra, without effort. Let your focusing be open and vast. To explain better what I mean, I will make an example. When you read a book, your attention is focused on the printed words. But if you open your focusing, you will also see the white page of the book, the background of the printed words. The same thing happens to meditation. Try to keep your attention open and vast during meditation. There is silence, thoughts that come and go, and there is the calm flow of your breathing or of a mantra that is being repeated. You will slide into states of greater silence. At times, it is like being asleep and maintaining one's consciousness. Stay awake and keep your attention vast and open without focusing. At times, a visualization can help you. Imagine being seated in meditation on the top of an extremely high mountain with a vast view at your feet. This visualization can help you maintain your attention vast, open and alert. It might happen that the silence is such that even your mind quietens. In this case, remain in this silence. I will give you an image now. An aquarium with a goldfish. The water in the aquarium is not very clean, so the goldfish does not feel very well. Rather than fight the dirtiness, it is easier and more practical to add clean water. pure water, clean and fresh, is thus poured into the aquarium, while the dirty water flows away. It is not possible to carry this out in a single operation, because when the clean water is added, a vortex forms, and it makes all the deposited dirt come up to the surface. So for a brief moment, our goldfish will feel worse. Patience is needed. Every morning and every evening, a jug of clean water will be added to the goldfish, with time the quality of life of our goldfish will improve progressively. The type of jug we have used is irrelevant. It only needs to be practical and easy to handle. Fundamental is pure water and a patient, systematic procedure. Pure water is the experience of your own consciousness. The jug presents the cultural form that enables this procedure. The vortex that it created represents the inevitable purification process of our system. This loosening of stress can take place at emotional levels, but also at intellectual and physical levels. This purification process is recommended, though often it is rather unpleasant. In any case, ask whoever has had experience in working with oneself, whatever this discipline. Everyone will tell you, don't worry, it's worth a million times. Meditate every morning and evening, at first for approximately 10-20 minutes, later on up to an hour. At the end of your meditation, take some time to recover. If you leave your meditation too quickly, it can be a stress to your nervous system, and a certain irritability can remain. This is why it's important to leave your meditation slowly. Evening meditation is best before dinner. With digestion, our metabolism increases. With meditation, it's reduced. Digestion and meditation disturb each other. It is always good to do some activity after meditation. This helps to progressively integrate meditation and activity, so our nervous system can get used to the silence of meditation and at the same time to the activities in our daily life. The moment will come when you are able to experience your inner silence and activities at the same time. You will be the witness of your activities. Some people prefer to meditate before going to sleep. This has the advantage of meditation entering your sleep. With time, you will be able to have a conscious sleep. Your body falls asleep while you stay conscious in meditation. The disadvantage of meditating before going to sleep can cause you to have so much energy after meditation that you won't sleep anymore. It might happen that you suddenly come out of your meditation because of the postman ringing the doorbell or whatever other kind of disturbance. In this case, sit down again and finish your meditation in the usual way. We do not judge meditation on the basis of the experiences we have during meditation. We judge meditation on the basis of the changes in our life. If there are many doubts passing through your mind, you may experience a meditation that is similar to a mental diarrhea, or you might experience restlessness or boredom. At times, you might experience silence or infinite silence, or you might assist phenomena of great light or powerful flows of energy. In meditation, too, we are not interested in experiences because meditation is a non-experience. Meditation is the rising of inner silence. This can be the space between two thoughts, and it can last several seconds. Or it can be the acknowledgement of silence behind all thoughts and experiences. I will repeat myself. We do not judge meditation on the basis of the experiences that we can have during meditation. We judge meditation on the basis of the changes in our life. If you feel that there is progress and development in your life, then this means that your meditation is going well. Mental openness and compassion increase. Identification and enthusiasm diminish. Meditation is simply inner silence. This is why you should not have any expectations of experiencing particular moments during meditation. And don't think that you won't have any more doubts in your meditations. You will always have doubts, but you will certainly experience more and more silence together with all your doubts. The fruits of meditation need time to ripen too. Dedicate a corner of your house to meditation. Decorate this corner with a picture that is dear to you, a photograph of a saint who is alive, or of one who is already dead, someone you respect and like, a candle and some incense. These things help you to create a good atmosphere. Keep this place special, clean and tidy. Meditate twice a day. This means having a brief holiday twice a day. In life, you will be able to experience the purity and beauty of your own being, your consciousness, your true nature, your true identity has never been stained. Your consciousness is your fundamental good heartness. It is you. Shankaracharya says, "The treasure that I found cannot be expressed in words. The mind cannot contain it. My mind fell like a hailstone in the immense space of consciousness. When I touched a drop of it, I melted and became one with the Absolute. And now that I return to human conscience, I see nothing, I hear nothing that is not divine. I know that nothing is different in me. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. Now we will meditate together. Protect yourself from any possible disturbance. Sit down in an upright position, but stay relaxed. Close your eyes. Wait and listen until you hear your thoughts. Now focus on the mantra that repeats itself in your mind. delicately and without effort, like any other kind of thoughts. Or focus on your breathing, how it enters, how it exits, how it enters, how it exits, how it enters, how it exits. Maintain your attention open and vast. Remain in silence.
Shiva.